This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KE2GDQ. Hey, good morning.
Oh, hey there. Good morning, Brad. I do turn the volume up. I don't know why your audio was quite low this morning. Could be on my end. I know I have issues. But, yeah, getting in here a few minutes late. I had a state trooper that was pulling out into Broadway, and as I'm cruising along, I'm going pretty fast, and then this pickup truck flies by me right in front of where the trooper is pulling out, and then he puts on his turn signal, starts heading my way, and I'm thinking, okay, he's going to pull that guy over, and he rides my tail all the way up to pavement, and so I didn't want to play with my phone and connect in while he was very close behind me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I might have been a little bit far from the mic when last time I was on. Well, there's good news. Jeff's Hack RF worked phenomenally. I was able to receive pictures, figured out what I was doing wrong. Now the big part is to figure out how to get them to come in clear, or clearer. I'm happy.
Yeah, at that range, they should be pretty well perfect. If you're transmitting over the air and, you know, it's miles away or a satellite or whatever the case may be, a high-altitude balloon, yeah, those pictures, you're going to have some bad lines in there. And if you look at some of the ones online, there were some from that balloon launch, you can see that some of the pictures are pretty bad. But there are a few decent ones out there. If you haven't looked it up, if you look up K2ZRO, and if you just do a Google search for that and look for responses like in the past week, you'll see a couple images looking out at the horizon, and they're kind of nice. But, at that very close range, it should be perfect. I wonder, you know, is it almost too close, too much power, causing a desense issue on your receiver?
I think it has something to do with some of the settings in the software that I just need to figure out, you know, bandpass filters or the transform or something else like that. That should be easier to play with, I'm hoping. So we'll see. But this gadget that he's got is absolutely cool way to test systems.
Is there a VU meter on your receiver side on the interface to know if you're clipping or not? That could be the other thing.
Yes, that very well could be, because the transmitter was sitting here next to the computer and the antenna is only about 15 feet away. It could have been doing some clipping.
Yeah, especially since that the output from the radio to the PC, that's going to be dependent on the volume setting of the radio too. So having that at the right level to make sure that that's not too high, and that's just another thing to look at. Give it some thought there. Well, I'm glad you made some progress with that. Is that going to receive in auto mode? So regardless of the mode that they're transmitting in, it'll start to receive it?
Yes, and that was the problem, is that there's a button that's called lock, and what it does is once lock is on, as the whatever its mode is coming in, it'll lock on it and stay on it. I didn't click that, and so it would revert back to auto. about partway through the transmission, and it would stop. So there was probably some times that I started to receive pictures from the satellite, but because it got out of its mode and went back to auto, it stopped receiving.
Oh, so yeah, I wonder if it thinks it lost the signal that it tries to restart. I wonder if there's an option to delay that return to auto. You know, if you could increase that amount of time before it starts over again and gives up.
It seemed to, when I put the lock button on, that it would start in auto as soon as it went to a certain mode that I had it set to from the HAC-RF. It would stay on that mode, and then when it stopped transmitting, it would automatically go back to auto. So I'm assuming that if they were transmitting in a different mode from the same station, I don't know why, but I think it would automatically go back to the correct mode and lock on that mode, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. So it's like a temporary lock sort of thing then?
Yeah, that might be a better way to look at it.
Well, that's cool. That's very cool. I'm glad you're making some progress with that. Now to find a way to bring in a live signal, or like I was saying, try the web SDR. And if you look online, there's like 20 meters, there's a 14 dot, I don't know if it's 14.230, I might be getting that confused with a 40 meter that's like 7.030. But if you go online, there are a few main frequencies that get used in the HF spectrum. Rather than waiting for something to go overhead that's transmitting, you might be able to stream some of that stuff in from a web SDR site. And feed it in that way and see what you can pick up. You know, you can let it stream for an hour or two and see what you can gather.
I'll definitely look that up. See what I can do from the website for sure. Is anyone else in here?
Yeah, with today being Thursday, it might be Ross's early day. I don't know if he's off, but we'll go early day. Maybe he's already in here. Let's see. Last night, it was pretty chilly and sort of with this misty rain, but we went to see Nerds Gone Wild last night. If I had seen them before, I didn't, you know, I don't really recall. Maybe I've seen them at like a beer tent or something. But Lynn wanted to see them because they were playing at the Alden Concert Series last night. So her sister and significant other came over, and we sat out there in the cold for a little while. And we made it till about 8:30, and we packed it in. I think they played till a little after 9, which is not a very long stretch anyway. They started at 7. Interesting. They had quite the following. Apparently there's something with witches that people dress up as witches, these girls, and they're like groupies dancing at the front of the stage, and I didn't know what that was all about. Maybe if I would have stayed to the end, I would have learned what that was about. And they were even like announcing some Nerds Gone Wild cruise. They're trying to get people to join them on a cruise that they do in February. And, yeah, this is a big thing. I think they were having some technical issues with the system there, the audio there yesterday. Even both Lynn and I were commenting about how things just didn't sound that good. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have enough time to set everything up or something.
Yeah, that could be. I've heard of Nerds Gone Wild, but I've never listened to them or heard them anywhere. So, yeah, Ross did tell me that he was working today. He wasn't off, but you're right. I think he may have gone in early. I thought he said he would be on the air, but maybe not. But I thought we'd hear Jeff by now.
Yep, I'm in there. KC2 VET.
KC2 NVM, I'm here to listening to a one-sided conversation with Travis.
Well, good morning to you both. Good news, Jeff. Hopefully you can hear me. I was able to get the software to work, thanks to your device. I found out what I was doing wrong. And I was telling Travis earlier, now it's just a matter of fine-tuning some settings to get decent pictures.
Fantastic. Glad I could help.
Yeah, thank you. That was a big help. A burden off my mind, so to speak.
That's a good thing.
That much better.
My daughter, who's 13, is coming to the radio club tonight. She's interested, and she's been playing with the RTL SDR and the Hack RF when she had it, listening to all the different things she can find. She's kind of interested now. I think it's awesome. And my wife is just like, nerds.
I'm hoping that I can get my grandkids, at least one of them, interested in the ham radio.
We were coming home from wrestling practice on Friday, and I turned the radio on in the car just to listen to 2SO, and Ivan was on, who's the 11-year-old general, and he was running the youth net. And Zoe's like, he sounds like a kid. And I said, he is a kid. He's 11. He's got more radio privileges than I do. He's fantastic. And she's like, how do you know him? I said, he's part of the club. Can I get my license? Yes. So I think she's interested in boys who do ham radio.
That sounds funny, but that's cool.
And she's like, can I talk on the radio? I'm like, when you get a license, you can. She's like, okay, and go from there.
Is she going to take it this next cycle, which I think is the end of this month, right? Or is she going to wait till sometime in September? This is KE2GDQ.
She's not going to be able to get into this class. And I got to get the book and have her study. So I'm probably going to order the book today when I get home, or maybe from lunch. But I want to get her the book and then say, here, let's read this every night and go from there.
Very cool. Yeah, I think I wish I had gotten started younger. There was a guy I used to work with when I worked at Motorola that was into ham, and he mentioned it to me at the time. But I was commuting an hour and a half each way from work, and had two kids, young kids. One, you know, they're both in soccer or baseball or scouts or something, and it just didn't seem like I had enough time at that particular time in my life.
I have the same sentiment. I was in the Navy and worked on radios, and I knew ham radio existed, but never knew what it really took to get into it. And then about 12 years ago, I finally got bit by the bug.
Mine wasn't until I bought a couple of these Bolfang radios, and I started talking to Travis and Ross, and then, well, the rest is history, they say.
Because now we got Jose on the hook. I don't know if he got into this class or what, but now he's interested. And I said, don't go buy any radio